新年快乐！
祝大家新年快乐
！And let's thank Xin Yao for doing several things today.
谢谢新瑶一次做三件事。
Now those of you who can do some of what she does, well, you should volunteer.
如果你能够帮忙呢，麻烦你告诉我们一声哈，就不用一个人做三件事了。
And thank you for all the performances today.
也谢谢大家的表演。
A bit disappointed, there's no men singing.
就是很奇怪，为什么有看到弟兄唱歌？今天
I was looking forward to that last.
我上次一直有看到弟兄唱歌，所以我今天也有期待哦。
That was the sixth one.
这是我以为的第六个节目呢。
So we look forward to next year.
所以我们明年呢，要期待。
I think next year the men have to do two songs.
下次明年我们要惩罚我们的弟兄们，要多做两首歌。
Amen. Okay. So happy New Year again.
祝大家新年快乐。
This is going to be a very short sermon.
那今天的讲道肯定是相对短一些的。
So that you can have more time for fellowship.
所以你们就有更多的时间可以等会一起团契。
Welcome those of you who are here.
欢迎这些已经亲自来到这里的弟兄姊妹们。
And welcome for those who haven't been here for a while.
那也欢迎那些我们有一段时间没见了的弟兄姊妹们。
We are a family. You are welcome.
我们是一家人，你很欢迎。
Now I'd like you to read. We read Luke chapter 1, verse 46 to 47.
我们一起来读圣经《路加福音》一章四十六到四十七节。
Now this song of Mary is very important to the Catholics.
这是玛利亚唱的歌，对于那个 Catholic 就是天主教的人，他们是很重要。
A lot of Catholics have memorized this song.
很多天主教的人，他们都是能够熟背他的歌词。
I'm interested in the first two verses.
所以今天呢，我们就主要看他前面的两句话。
Because after the revelation of Mary having been part of God's plan.
当我们有这样的启示，知道玛利亚要同女生子的时候，
that he will give birth to Christ.
她会生出耶稣的时候，
and then she met her relative Elizabeth.
然后她碰到了她的一个亲戚叫伊丽莎白，
who was with John, who has John the Baptist in her womb.
她是施洗约翰的妈妈。
And so Mary here praises the Lord.
所以玛利亚在这里就在那赞美主说。
And I want you to really look at these few very, very simple words.
我想让你看看他这么简单的话语里面有什么。
And then reflect back into your own soul.
然后能够带回到我们自己的灵魂里面，来好好的反省一下。
Because this came from Mary's heart.
因为这是玛利亚的心。
She came out with a song.
因为她是以这样的心唱出这些歌来的。
Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
她的玛利亚说。
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
他说我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
You see, when we read these words, right, it may not mean very much, but it's very significant.
当我们读的时候，因为读多了就会比较麻木，但其实很重要的经文。
When we begin to reflect our lives,
当我们真的来反省我们自己的生活的时候，
not only our individual life, but the lives of all humans,
不光是我们自己个人的生活，还整个人类的历史生活。
What is Christ all about?
基督到底意味着什么呢？
You know, we sometimes religiously, we just repeat that Christ is our Savior, and it just rolls off our tongue.
我们经常呢就说哦，耶稣是我们的救主，然后就讲一堆方言，就觉得这样可以了。
And non-believers would say, "I'm not interested in Jesus. I've got my busy life to go to take care of."
所以那些不信主的人就会觉得哦，如果你这样子叫做信主的话，那我还不如去管我自己的生活好呢。
But when you begin to ask this question,
但如果我们真的开始问自己这个问题
，I know it's Chinese New Year.
我知道是新春呐。
One year after another year,
我知道每年每年都是这样过年。
We're getting older.
然后呢，每一年我们就变老。
I still remember when I was a boy.
我还记得我还是小男孩的时候。
And I still feel like I'm very young on the inside.
那我其实现在我里头的那个人还是很小的。
But every time when I look into the mirror, another year and I'm getting older.
但是每次我一看镜子，我就发现原来又过了一年，我又变老了。
You know, when you as you get older, you discover.Parts of your legs and your limbs, they don't work as well as they used to.
那你随着你自己慢慢变老，你就会发现你的手啊、脚啊，就是没有以前灵活了。
You know, in the garden when I'm trying to chase a squirrel away,
以前呢，我在
I come back with a sprained back.
就我哪怕我就是去我的花园里面只是想把一个麻雀给吹走但是没想到回来就竟然腰疼
and then Suzanne have to help me to get rid of the pain
然后我的太太呢就还得去来让我的那个感痛感好一点
and then you realize you know the bones and the limbs are not the same
然后发现我的骨头啊我的四肢啊就跟以前不一样了
but then it is wise to reflect back at your life and say hey what am I here for
所以呢在这个时候更是需要我们来回想我们的一生说我在这里干什么的
Because as I grow older, it feels like the earth is spinning faster.
因为当我们变大长大了以后你会发现你觉得连地球转的速度都好像快了
I still remember last year.
我还记得去年呢
And the year before, it only felt like last week.
我还觉得好像前年的事情都感觉是上周的事情
So what's happened to the time?
这些时间都去哪里了
Because nature, my bodyAnd your body, everything is moving on.
因为我们感觉自己的身体又在慢慢的衰老。
Before it's too late.
在等真的很迟的时候。
To realize why is it that Mary wants to magnify the Lord.
所以我们才会到那个时候才会开始想为什么玛利亚
心里尊主伟大。Why is Jesus so important to our lives?
为什么基督到底意味着什么对我们到底有什么
重要感 You see, from the day you are born to the day you die, it is a warfare.
从你出生的那一天到你离世的那一天一生都是属灵的征战
Everything about the world Everything spiritually Everything physically is trying to kill us
关于这个世界的全部都是想要杀害想要偷害的
If you don't believe it Just look at a baby being born It has to battle through to survive
你看连小婴儿刚刚出生的时候他都要使尽全力的能够像征战一样的出生
And during our lives we're constantly being attacked something is trying to kill us
那在我们的一生当中我们总会有不同的攻击总是有东西想要打倒我们
If it's not the virus it will be something else
如果不是病毒呢又是别的东西
In other words life is full of many battles
所以生命中其实有很多的这种征战
And then if you're alone if you don't have a family you're wondering where does my help come from
如果你没有不是单独就是一个人在一起的时候你会想我的帮助到底从哪里来
And if you're hit by some illness Where does my help come from?
如果你特别是得了一下得重病了什么的你会觉得我的帮助从哪里来
Each year we're getting older
每一年我们慢慢变老
And more quicker and quicker time is running out
我们就会意识到时间真的过得很快
And we have to ask that question
然后我们就要问自己反问一个问题
Where am I going after this?
我今天这个完了以后又要干什么呢
Do I really have a soul?
我到底是不是有一个灵魂呢
Or am I just a body?
还是我只是一个空壳而已
Well, every one of us knowHuman beings are more than just a brain and a body.
所以大家，我希望大家都知道，人当然不就是一个身体的空壳。
We are so complex.
我们里头是很复杂的创造。
It is impossible to be evolved.
是完全不可能用其他的人可以就是模仿出来的。
When we just look at the stars, there are not just billions of stars. There are billions of galaxies within a star, but within billions of stars within a galaxy.
其实当我们所谓的看星星的时候你不懂的是你知道你在看多少个星球和星系吗
And there are billions of galaxies in the universe
你知道那种百万的星系在宇宙里面吗
The number of stars are too numerous to count
那天上的星星根本就不是你我数得清的
If you count 1 billion It takes you 31 years to count in every if you assume 1 second per count 1, 2, 3 like that It will take you 31 years to count.
如果你要是想把100万呢，这么一秒一秒都数完的话，你要数31年。
And yet there are so many stars in the many lifetime you will never count them.
那你要是想把天上的星星数完，你可能这一生都不够你的年岁来数的。
Yet the psalmist say we are wonderfully made.
但是诗篇却说我们是被神美好的创造。
We are a mystery.
我们是一个奥秘，我们的身体。
Because we are made in the image of God.
因为我们是按照神的形象所造的。
Amen.Who made the heavens?
但是谁造了天造了地呢
Who made us?
谁又造了我们呢
It cannot be random.
肯定不是无形中发生的呀
You cannot randomly make something so beautiful like us.
肯定不是一不小心造出这么复杂的我们呀
Amen. There is something, there is something, somebody who is very intelligent has programmed us, has made us, and we call that DNA. We call that...the genetic code.
所以啊，其实是有一个很厉害、很高深的创造者，按照 DNA 给我们一点一点的每一个细节创造出来的。
There is no human being that can create the human code, the genetic code.
没有哪个人类可以完全模仿到神的这种造人的方式来做。
How about all the animals? How about all the plants?
你再想想所有的这些植物，所有的这些动物。
It is impossible.
是完全不可能的。
The universe and us cries out with a voice, there is a creator.
所以不管是看就自然还是看我们，我们都能看到有一个声音，我们确信那里有一个创造主。
And when you realize that,
当我们意识到那个创造主的时候，
then you begin to live your life according to the creator.
然后你就会发现你会愿意照那个照你的人的方式来生
活。Because if there is no God, then we become gods.
如果你会真的不相信有神的话，就糟糕了，你就会变成那个神。
We make up our own rules.
你会自己开始像神一样的制造各种规则。
And that is why the world becomes more chaotic.
这是为什么？
Because people are making up their own standard and own rules.
这是为什么这个世界就变得这么的难搞定？因为他们都是自己制造各样的规则。
For the moment we believe in a creator,
但是如果你真的相信有一个创造主，
you believe in a God,
你相信有一个神，
then we find purpose for our lives.
那你就会在自己的生命中找到一个目的。
Amen. The purpose of our lives,
我们生命的目的，
here is to find our creator.
是找到我们的救主。
And once we found our creator,
当我们找到这个创造主的时候，
we will find the purpose of our lives.
我们会找到我们自己生命的价值。
Amen.And so when the each year go by,
所以一年一年这么过了，
we're not afraid of it anymore.
我们不会再惧怕。
Each year we're getting closer to meet our creator.
每一年我们都发现我们原来跟我们的创造者越来越近了。
Amen? So for a Christian, when we die, we are promoted.
所以基督徒如果我们有死亡的话，其实我们是升职了。
And as a Christian, we never die because it's just a matter of letting go of your body and your soul and spirit will rise to the Lord.
作为基督徒来说，其实我们永远都不会死，我们只是去离开我们现在用的这个身体，然后我们的灵和魂都要回到主耶稣那里。
But nature, the world, is trying to destroy each individual.
但是呢，这个世界，这个自然，他们都会去毁坏这一切。
Because it does not want the devil and the world does not want to know about God.
因为这个世界还有包括后面的一个邪恶的系统叫做魔鬼都不会愿意来认识神。
Because only Jesus can truly resolve our issues in life.
只有耶稣基督才能真正解决我们里面的问题。
And more importantly,
更重要的是
it is only through Jesus that when we know that one day when we die, our soul is safe in his hand.
也是借着耶稣基督我们才知道当我们离开我们身体死亡的那一天我们知道我们的灵魂已经交到他的手中。
Nobody who denied the existence of God can have that assurance.
没有人会说如果不认识神的话敢这么说话的。
That's why famous scientists say it takes more faith to believe in there is no God than faith to believe in a God.
所以有一个很著名的科学家说他说那个要不信神的信心其实远大过那个信神的信心。
Think about it. If you believe there is no God, you need tremendous faith because there's a lot of things you can't explain.
如果你要相信，你要不相信神的话，然后还要证明自己的不信是对的话，你要找的证据更多。
We can explain creation.
我们可以来解释什么是创造。
Every time when we look at our cat and our dog, we say, "What a wonderful creation God has made."
当我们看到我们的猫猫狗狗的时候，我们都会说：“哇，原来神的创造这么美好。”
Every time when we look at our wives, what a beautiful piece of work of God.
当我们看到我们的妻子的时候，我们说：“哇，多美的艺术品啊！”
No hands can make such a thing.
没有哪双手是可以这样造出人来的。
You see, when as soon as we realize there is a God,
所以当我们意识到有一个神的时候
，we need to be with Him.
我们就马上要跟他同在。
And we magnify His name.
然后我们要心里尊主为大。
Because He came to save us.
因为他来救我们。
Because everything is trying to kill us when God is the one who's trying to make us alive.
因为这世界上的每件事情都似乎是在毁坏我们，但是只有神是让我们活的。
Everything is trying to take away our life, right? But God is the one who's giving us life.
所有的东西都感觉是要拿走我们生命的一些东西，但是唯独神是要赐给我们。
Amen.And that is why in Christ our life is safe.
所以在基督里面，我们的生命才是真
安全的。Because He gave our life so that we can have life.
因为他给了我们生命，所以我们才有生命。
And so Mary discovered that her life has a meaning.
所以玛利亚知道她的生命有一个目的。
That she has become part of God's plan.
她成为了神的这么大计划中的一个一部分。
And so she said, my soul magnifies him.
所以她才会这样说，我的心尊主为大。
It means my soul will be like a magnifying glass for the whole world to see who, what God has done in my life.
Magnify 这个词是放大的意思，是说我的灵魂会完全的被放大，被这个世界看到神是什么样子。
My spirit rejoices.
然后我的灵就欢喜快乐。
Spirit represents the life in me.
灵是代表耶稣赐给我里头的那个生命。
The breath that I breathe.
每呼的一口气。
I live for God.
我都是为着神呼出来的。
And I will rejoice that I'm alive today.
我今天要以我的生命为乐。
Amen. If you are a Christian today, you rejoice that you have eternal life.
如果你今天是基督徒，那你当然是以你有永生为乐。
Because the Spirit of God lives in you.
因为神的灵就在你的里面。
And because the Spirit of the Lord lives in you, you will carry on living.
因为神的灵在你的里面，所以你会继续活下去。
But if we have no Jesus, there are no, the Spirit of Christ is not living in us.
那如果没有耶稣的话，那神的灵也不在我们里面。
Life will end.
那你会发现生命的结束就真的结束了，离世的那天就真结束了。
But for those who believe in life carries on.
但是那些真正相信主的人，他们的生命是继续的。
Amen. And that is why, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
our flesh, our mind, our flesh, according to the Bible, is an enemy to God.
所以我们的肉体在圣经里来说就是神的敌人。
It's hostile to God.
是跟神作对的。
And that is why nobody wants to listen to the gospel.
这是为什么我们就不愿意听福音啊？
Because our flesh rejects the very concept of God.
因为我们的肉体是敌对神的。
Our flesh believes we don't need saving.
因为我们的肉体会觉得我们是不需要得救赎的。
It believes that it's deceived itself thinking that I know everything.
因为肉体会很自大的说我什么都知道。
That I don't need God.
我根本不需要神。
That's why we end up spending all of our time doing, working on things that we cannot take away with us.
所以我们才把这一生都花时间去做一些我们连带都带不走的事情。
We spend so much of our time until the day when we retire, we can look at all the wealth that we have gathered, but none of it we can take with us.
你可以想象你这一生所有所花的时间都放在哪里？当你有一天退休回头一看的时候，那些东西你真的能带走吗？
And that is why, as a Christian,Yes, we need to make a good living, but the rest of our time, we got to ask the Lord, how can I bless your kingdom? How can I bless you, Lord?
所以作为基督徒，是的，我们是需要一些钱财能够有吃有喝，但是最重要的是我们把所有的时间，剩下时间都要给神说，我这个要怎么时间要怎么用呢？
How can I do something that has value in the kingdom of heaven?
我怎么样能做的事情是为了你的国度而做，而且是可以长到永远的呢？
Amen?That is why the Bible says, "Work for the things that do not perish."
所以圣经才教导我们要为那些不可朽坏的事情来工作。
The last thing you want to discover, brothers and sisters, is to stand before God and you have nothing that is worthwhile taking to the eternal kingdom of God.
你知道最惨的事情是什么？就是你站在神的前面，然后发现你这一生花时间所做的所有的事情，没有一样是可以陪你到拿到永生去的。
And if you love investing, invest in your future life.
如果你特别喜欢投资的话，请把你的时间投资在你那永生的生命上。
Have you ever been told when you're young, the insurance man say to you, just put £100 a month away?By the time you retire, you will have X amount. You go, wow, that's a lot of money.
你没有在记得年轻的时候有那种卖保险的人跑来跟你说，你只要放£100放到这个里面，等你退休的时候，你就有好多好多钱了。
And so faithfully every month you put in more away for the next 40 years, and you keep increasing until the day when you retire.
所以呢，你就在那四十年啊，使劲的工作，每年呢就把钱都放在了你的保险里面，直到四十年以后，你终于退休了。
What the insurance man have not told you is inflation.
然后呢，那个保险做保险的人，他没有告诉你，就是你不知道这个经济可以萧条的吗
？£100,000, he said 40 years ago, you felt all I need is £100,000, I can really live. But by the time 40 years later, it's worth very little.
所以那个时候，很多年前的所谓的£1,000，现在来说都已经不算什么钱了。
When I first came to the UK, you can buy a mini for £300 a car.
你知道我刚刚来英国的时候，300英镑就可以摆一个 mini 的那个车。
You can buy a house for £11,000.
你可以11,000镑就可以买一个房子。
Amazing, isn't it?
是不是那个时候钱不一样
？This is why the Bible says the thief, the moth, will steal and will destroy.
所以呀、啊，我们才说那贼，圣经里面才说那贼是来偷窃的。
But when I invest in God.
当我把这些所有的投资都放到神那里的时候
When I put the treasure in heaven,
当我把我的财宝都存在天上的时候
I know I'm investing.
我才知道我的投资是正确的
Hallelujah! That is why, brothers and sisters, let's not be foolish.
所以我们不可以这样愚蠢哦
Use your time, yes. You know, make money, right? To bless your family and to have a good life. But not 100%.
你是确实是需要比如说工作呀挣钱呐、啊、是为了让你的家人有一个好的生活但是不是所有的时间都是在花在那个上面吧
Set aside time to invest in God.
有很多的时间都要花在神的身上的。
For souls.
为了灵魂的原因。
For God.
为了神的原因。
So that when you look back.
所以当你回头看你人生的时候。
You lived a good life for God.
你会不后悔的说你已经为神活了这一生。
Hallelujah. What you do not want to discover is when you're lying in hospital and you think I've done nothing for God.
你最不想的是就是在你死亡之前你躺在你的病床上然后想想我这一生怎么活的全是毁。
When you're lying in hospital, you might be poor, but you invested most of your time and energy in God. You can go in peace.
相反的，如果你躺在你的病床上，你觉得也许我这一生赚的钱没有人家多，但是我把我这一生的时间都花在了神和神国的事情上面，我带着平安离去。
In God is fair.
在神的眼中是很公平的。
Everyone has a chance to serve Him.
每个人都有机会来侍奉主。
In this world, not everyone has a chance to go to have their dream job or to have their dream.Business.
但是在这个世界上，不是每个人的梦想啊，什么自己想成为的商业帝国都能够实现的。
We graduate with the degree, our dream degree, but we may not get our dream job.
也许我们拿到我们最完美的那些证书啊，学习证书，也不代表你就有最完美的工作。
This life is unfair.
这个生活不可能永远是公平的。
But in God, all of us have an opportunity.
但是在神里面的那个机会是绝对的。
To serve our master.
我们可以这样来侍奉我们的主人。
So that each year we serve him.
每年每年都是这样侍奉自己的主人。
How do we serve our master?
我们怎么样来侍奉自己的主人呢？
By serving others.
因为我们是服侍对方彼此。
We can serve others and we can serve God directly.
我们其实服侍彼此就是服侍神。
And that is called loving God.
这个就是爱神。
Loving people.
也是爱人。
Because why?
为什么？
Because human beings go to heaven when they're saved.
因为人当得救的时候就会去天堂
Love you can take to heaven
你的爱可以带到天堂
The more you love, the more love you take to heaven
你所存了更多的爱你所有的爱都会跟着你走去天堂
Hallelujah You see, here's another verse right, in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2
再看看撒母耳记二章一节
You see, Hannah almost had a similar prayer to Mary
那你知道 Hannah 这个人呢她跟玛利亚的祷告是有点类似的。
You see, she could not have any children.
Hannah 这个人她当时也是不能孕
And so,
不能生子。
So the people that knew her mocked her.
所以那些周围的人呢都会讽刺她。
Mocking her being barren.
嘲笑她无子。
And so, Hannah was heartbroken.
所以 Hannah 的心很伤心。
And she prayed to the Lord.
她就这样子跟神祷告。
And here we read,
那我们现在所读的是
that when God granted her Samuel,
当神把儿子撒母耳赐给他的时候
and Samuel being one of the greatest prophet in the Old Testament,
撒母耳是旧约的很伟大的先知
who was a prophet that ordained the first kings of Israel,
他是以色列的
anointed,
去恩高第一个王的先知
she rejoiced,
他当时很开心
and look what she says,
看看哈拿在说什么
my heart exalts,The Lord, my strength exalted in the Lord. My mouth derides my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation.
我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举。 我的口向仇敌张开，我因你的救恩欢心。
You see the word my strength there. Some of the translation is translated my horn.
那这个地方的其实你说我的脚哈，你们可能看不懂，它的英文其实写的是我的力量。
You see the horn like in animal, they have a horn.
我们说的不是那个头上长角的角哈。
Often it represents pride.
你知道头上的角呢，就会是代表着骄傲。
Not 骄傲 their glory.
哦，代表着他的荣耀。
Their honor.
是代表着他的荣耀。
It's something precious to them.
是对他们来说很重要的。
So Hannah was saying, my pride, my glory exalts the Lord.
所以他就说，我的脚就是我的荣耀能够高举耶和华。
It's like a rich man saying, my riches glorify God.
就像是一个富人说，我拿我所有的钱来荣耀耶和华。
My voice, if you're a singer, your voice is your horn.I glorify God with my voice.
如果你是一个歌手，那如果你的声音是你的脚的话，你说我的歌声荣耀高举耶和华。
You see, we may not have much.
也许我们觉得自己没有什么。
We may not have much talent.
也许我们觉得没有什么才干。
Or much resources.
或者没有什么资源。
But what we have.
但是我们有的是。
That we can find pride in, we glorify God with that.
我们可以总有我们的脚，用我们的脚去高举耶和
华。All of us can do something like that.
我们每个人身上都有自己的脚可以高举耶和华。
God will be pleased.
神会很开心的。
Like the woman with the alabaster box of oil, all she had was that bottle of oil.She broke it for Jesus.
就像是那个为耶稣打破了珍贵香膏的女人，她把她最珍贵的香膏全部都打到耶稣的撒到耶稣的身上。
Before we go to heaven, before we get older again, what is it?
在我们去天堂之前，在我们变老之前，要怎么样呢？
What horn can we give to Christ to glorify Christ?
要给神什么样的脚能够高举耶和华呢？
And then, so Hannah said, "There is verse 2, there's none holy like the Lord.There is none beside you. There is no rock like our God.
所以哈拿继续说，没有一位圣者像耶和华，除你以外没有别的了，也没有磐石像我们的神。
The fact is, there is no God like our God.
确实是，没有哪个神能跟我们的神相比。
I tell you, those of you who've been a Christian, those of you who know God for so many years,
那些认识神很多年的基督徒们
I often sit there at home thinking,How can I live my life without Jesus?
你们是不是就经常会有这样的一个瞬间说，我这一生要是没有神，该要怎么过呀？
Even if you have no need, I still need Jesus.
就算你觉得我没有什么太大的需求，你也需要主耶稣。
You know, throughout our lives, we're looking for something that can make our heart content.
因为在我们的生命中间，我们总是在找那些能让我们满足的事情。
And if finally we break through in our business or in our careers, we get what we want.But there's something missing.
就算有的时候我们觉得事业终于有突破，或者是我们的梦想成就了，你会发现心里面还是很空虚。
I've discovered there's only one thing that really truly make my heart, make your heart content, and that is Jesus.
因为我发现我们这一生不管寻求什么，总有这么一样，唯一的这么一样，让我们的心里面真满足的，就是耶稣基督。
Not just giving your life to Him and ignore Him.
不是说、哦、我把生命交给你然后这一生就不理他了
Many Christians give their life to Christ and then put Jesus on the bookshelf
那很多人呢真的是信主了以后就把耶稣放在他们家的书架上就
走了 No, get to know him
不是的是要花一生去认识神
not just knowing him in the head but know him in experience
不是用头脑的知识去认识神是用人生的经验去认识神
Jesus is real
耶稣是这么的真实
In your life, in your experience you can truly experience Christ
他在你的生命中是这么的真实让你经历他每一天
When your mind knows him, when your heart knows him,
如果你的心也认识他，你的头脑也认识他
and you serve him with your strength and time,
然后你用你的脚，用你的力量去服侍神的话
you find contentment.
你会发现很大的满足感。
Amen. No money can buy.
是金钱买不来的。
This contentment.
是这种完全的满足感。
And you look forward.
然后你会
to meeting him.
你会很期待的要见神。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, as you get older, as another year go by, we look forward to Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们每天说哦，又有一年过了，我们就应该是更加期待的要见神。
That's why this year.
所以今年
Let's get to know Jesus more.
让我们更多更多的认识神。
So we have more contentment.
让我们有更多更多的这样的满足。
And it is worth it.
真的很值得。
You know, reading your Bible once a year is worth it.
一年读一次圣经都是值得的。
Read it twice.
那你就读两次好不好
Coming to church is worth it.
那来教会也是值得的
Going to fellowship is worth it.
去敬拜神也是值得的
Telling other people about Jesus is worth it.
去跟别人说起福音也是值得的
Doing things for God is worth it.
为神做任何的事情都是值得的
Amen. Because every time when you do it, my heart is pleased.
每次当这样做的时候你心里都是满足
I can do that me being so small, so insignificant, I can at leastPlease scratch Jesus' back and make him feel better.
就算我觉得我做的东西好像很小很微不足道但是我都感觉好像我给耶稣的那个背上稍微的抓痒了一下都让他舒服了一点
However small,
不管那个事情有多么的微小
He's pleased.
他都会很开心
And so I just want to bless you in this Chinese New Year.
所以我今天想在中国的新年也来祝福你们
To make sure thatBy the time we get to the next Chinese New Year,
当我们到明年的中国新年的时候
we look back,
我们再回头看这一年
and we are happy,
我们很开心
that I spend some of my time dedicated to the Lord.
我是把我的时间花在了一些时间也花在了完全的给神的身上
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Lord Jesus, I thank you for this Chinese New Year.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，为着这个中国的新年也谢谢你
Lord, you love us.
主啊，你爱我们。
And I just pray that every person in this room
我祷告我们在当中的每一个人
will see that the Lord is good to them
能够看到主你的良善在他们身
上 And that we know that we need the Lord in our lives
我们也知道主啊我们需要你在我们的当生命
当中 Even though we are not in control of things in the world But we know that you are in control of our lives
我们虽然对这世上的事情无法控制我们却知道主啊你在我们的人生掌权
Because there is nobody like you
因为没有一个神像你
No one like you.
没有人像你。
So together with Hannah and with Mary, we say our soul magnifies the Lord.
就像哈拿和玛利亚的祷告，主啊，我们的心尊你为大。
We want to let everyone know that my soul loves Jesus.
我们想要所有的人都看得到，主啊，我们的灵魂都爱你。
And then I have a purpose in my life.
我们的生命有因为你有了目的。
And that is to serve him.
就是来侍奉你。
And that is to fulfill what he wants.
去满足主啊你的计划。
And that is to love his people.
去爱你的子民。
And to learn to love God.
也学会来爱你。
Father, I just pray.
主啊，我们来祷告。
Help us not to be self-centered.
让我们不要只是管自己的事情。
Help us not to be focused on ourselves.
让我们只要只是。总是在自我身
上。But every day we inquire of the Lord.
让我们每天都主啊来询问你。
That we talk to the Lord.
我们每天跟你说话。
What is it?
来问问你。
That I can do.
有什么是我可以做的
？For you, my master.
为了你，我的主人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名，让我们一起起立。
For now, O Lord.Above the earth, Thou art exalted, far above all love. Let's lift up our hands. For Thou, O Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that this new year that you bless every family.
主啊，我们祷告，在这个新年，你来祝福
每一个家庭。That there be unity and peace in every home.
让每一个家庭里面都有平安和
合一。That you will bless our jobs and our businesses.
主啊，你也祝福我们的工作和我们的商务。
We pray, O God, that you will help us, O God, to create time.
主啊，我们祷告你能让我们有时间腾出来。
To separate time.
能够专门分别为圣的时间给你。
To dedicate time.
能够把时间分别出来
and our energy and resources
把我们的所有的资源还有我们的力量都分别出来
entirely for your kingdom
专门为了你和你的国度
and may your kingdom come and may your will be done
主啊愿你的国度降临愿你旨意成就
on earth as it is in heaven
在地上如在天上
in my life Lord
在我们的生命当中
may your kingdom come
主啊愿你的国度降临
may your will be done
让你的旨意成就
My life, Lord
主啊在我们的生命当中
Our lives, Lord
主啊在我们自己个人还有我们全体的生命当中
Belongs to you
主啊都属于你
It was bought by your precious blood
是因为主啊你亲自用你的宝血买来的
So Lord, as you've given us life
主啊你给了我们生命
We say to you, here is our lives
我们今天对你说主啊我们把生命交给你
Use it for your glory.
你来用这样的生命来成为你的国度。奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Happy New Year.
大家祝大家新年快乐。
Do stay around and have fellowship.
大家请留步在这里，可以一起有些团契。
And there are some snacks at the back.
后面也有一些零食哦。
God bless you.
神祝福你们。